Welcome to this week's episode of Build the Weight Loss Practice of Your Dreams. And at these times in 2020, it seems often as if really anything that we thought we knew or we held to be true might be in question because it's just been a crazy year. We can all attest to that. And it's been difficult on so many different fronts. But I wanted to share with you today seven different things that really are still true when it comes to weight loss and your practice. So we're going to focus on those things that really have remained true throughout this craziness. The first one is that, of course, people still need you and your services. The incidence of obesity continues to rise, and just be in terms of people being overweight, and the pandemic has not helped this cause at all. In addition to that, we also have the incidence of obesity adversely affecting outcomes when it comes to the coronavirus. So people definitely still need you, your expertise, your services, your practice, everything that you have to offer. So that's one thing that has remained true for sure. The second thing is that although that's true and we all know what people may need in order to be successful for long-term weight loss, people still are seeking that magic bullet. They are still loving gimmicks that will help them lose weight quickly. So it's still something, it's in our nature. We want things yesterday. We are used to getting things right away, and weight loss still continues to be held in that light. People still want that quickly. And even though as practitioners, we know it takes more than just a gimmick or something quick, we see people falling into these traps all the time and spending a lot of money on those gimmicks or those traps. So bottom line, we want people to be healthy and we want them to lose weight in whatever is the most effective way for them. But a lot of times it's not, most of the time, it's not with quick weight loss gimmicks. And so that's another reason why you and your services are really so important, so that you can help people not only lose weight, but understand how to keep it off for life. Unfortunately, because people are drawn to that, it does require us to sometimes, you know, promote our products or our services in some ways just to at least get their attention first and then really deliver on what it is that they need most in order to be successful. The third thing that remains true is that people are still willing to pay for weight loss services. $42 billion is spent a year on weight loss services and products, and we see this really prevalent, especially nowadays with online programs and apps and that sort of thing that's available for people, and products that continue for people to lose weight. But people are still willing to spend money to gain the health that they want and desire. So this also plays into how you promote your services and that sort of thing. You are often one of those things that's most cost effective for patients. And so even though they're willing to spend that money, knowing the value that you bring to the market is really important to also promote. But people are out there, as you know, they want to lose weight, they're willing to spend money. And so we need to make sure that that's focused on the best resources for them in order to not only, like I say, lose weight, but learn how to keep it off for life. So that's the third thing, is that people are still willing to pay for weight loss services. The fourth one is that people still want to work with someone that they know, like, and trust, somebody that is experienced and knows what they're talking about and has established outcomes that help show the value of the products and services that you offer. So really having that relationship with your patients is what's going to attract them in the first place, and it's also going to help them become successful long term, because you're there helping them every step of the way, giving them that swift kick in the pants when they need it, holding them accountable. And there's lots of things out there that don't have that added sense of accountability, the expertise, but you are the one thing that stays tried and true, and you are something that patients still desire and want. They want to be known, and they want to make sure that they're purchasing services that are really beneficial. And so your experience, your caring, your trust, and your relationship that you build with your patients is something that's going to sustain itself over the long haul, even though sometimes it can be frustrating because sometimes people seek other things than that. But that's still a tried and true fact and truth, even in these crazy times. And sometimes I think that's almost more necessary in these crazy times. People want something that they can count on. So that's the fourth thing that is still true when it comes to weight loss in your practice. The fifth thing is that consistency still beats sporadic action. And so being that consistency for your patients and maintaining that relationship and keeping them engaged is really important. You want to help them build those habits that are going to last a lifetime versus just some quick thing that's going to get them to where they that they think they need to go. Now, granted, that's really helpful for motivation, and it needs to be a part of your plan to help them lose weight quickly so that they can see success and continue on. But really, consistency over time beats sporadic action, and that's true in everything in life. As we all know, it's true in your relationships, in your own health, in your fitness, in your business success, in your promotional efforts. Really, consistency is so important. Even when you wake up in the morning, you don't feel like it's something that you want or need to do. The sixth thing that is still tried and true is that you can't be the best secret in town and expect to be successful in business. You need to be out there in a variety of different ways, organically and in some paid advertising, but you need to be out there so people know that what you're about, what it is that you believe in, why you're unique and different, your experience, what it is that you have to offer, the outcomes that you help to help people attain. And you can't be the best kept secret, so you have to be out there, even though that can be uncomfortable in for many different people in many different ways. So you've got to be out there. You can't be the best kept secret in order to be most successful in your market, in and around your community, and making that impact that you want to make. And then the seventh thing that is still true in any crazy time is that you also need to practice what you preach for your patients. And so this is really helpful for just your own level of energy, your own congruency with what it is that you believe and what you know needs to be done for successful weight loss, and also just for health overall. You do need to help promote that. And so many times we can get really, really busy with our family, with our practice, with what we have going on in life, that we forget to take care of ourselves, or we may feel selfish for taking care of ourselves. But truly, I know it's easier to say this than to do it, but you've got to get up and take care of yourself first so that you can best take care of the others that you care about in your life and in your practice. So you've got to practice what you preach. And so you need to make sure that you are consistent with your own health practices, your own self-care, and making sure that you are the healthiest version of yourself that you can be. So these are the seven things that are still tried and true, something that you can hang your hat on, no matter what sorts of craziness is going on out in the outside world. And I know during this pandemic, it's really encouraged and helped a lot of us to focus on these things, to really focus on the fact that people still need your services and that you need to be out there in a bigger way, that people are still seeking that magic bullet, but you can still be the solution for them. And the fact that people are willing to pay for weight loss and for their healthy outcomes, you can be a part of that. You also know that you can build that relationship, no matter whether you're seeing them face to face or through telemedicine or through a webinar or wherever you're meeting and supporting your patients, through your app, through Facebook Live. There's so many exciting ways that you can stay engaged and really be that trusted source for your patients. We do it through our newsletters. I know in Bariatric Business Boss, I provide for you every single month what to be posting on social media, what to be sharing weekly. I give you the entire newsletter. You can share easily what to share with your patients, recipes, all those sorts of things. So being engaged is really important so that you're the trusted source in your community, in and around your community. But that's something that's really important. Being consistent versus sporadic, and that relates to your marketing efforts, to your personal efforts, to your the way that you reach out to your patients and how you provide care. That consistency is really important for long-term success. Then not being the best secret in town, you need to make sure that you're out there and organic and also paid advertising. And then finally, just making sure that you're taking care of yourself and that you are true to yourself and your self-care that you know you desire and that you need in order to be the best version of yourself, for your family, for your patients, and for your team. So I hope this is helpful. If you're not a member of Bariatric Business Boss, please join me. We have been deep diving into a lot of these different subjects. We do trainings every single week. We do one-on-one time together to tackle what your biggest frustration is in your practice. And we're getting ready for some big goal setting for next year. So you want to be a part of that. And all the free resources that you can deploy at a moment's notice in your practice is also very helpful. So if you're not a member, consider joining bariatricbusinessboss.com. If you're not subscribed to this podcast, do so now. And until next week, I hope you have a wonderful day. Keep doing all the wonderful things you do for your patients and improving the health of all those that you come in contact with. Take care.